my guest died on the operating table. She experienced excruciating pain constantly for 14 years. So when God offered her a choice, she did not want to return. Then she saw what would happen if she did not come back. I believe you are the main reason God sent her back. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Make this show naturally supernatural. My guest, Joanne Moody, was raised Catholic. At 24, she married a man with addictions. She got divorced. Her health spiraled out of control. Her business and real estate crashed. She was a popular opera singer, but lost her voice and was left penniless. Death looked better than life. She cried out to God, "Why do you hate me?" Then God answered in a license plate. A license plate?
God's very creative. I suddenly faced a situation with my health where I thought, how can I go on? And I said, in a car driving down the road, "If you were real, you would show me. You must really hate me." And all of a sudden, a white van, swerved in front of my car and almost knocked my bumper off. And the license plate said, Dute 6-5. I worked as an exercise therapist for the Honolulu Medical Group. I lived in Hawaii. And I had a bottle of sleeping pills because when I divorced my husband, I couldn't sleep. I had so much stress with the finances and stuff. And they gave me, because I was very, very healthy. I was a triathlete. Nobody would disparage giving me drugs. They gave me a whole bottle of sleeping pills. They said, "Take these, you need them." So I did intend to take them. When I got home, I intended to take the whole bottle because I had had enough. And I sat in my living room looking at that bottle of pills and looking at that Bible somebody gave me. And for hours and hours, I debated heaven and hell, heaven and hell. I just knew it. And I decided I could hardly breathe. I didn't know the presence of the Holy Spirit. I didn't know the presence of God. And I opened up that Bible and I had to look at the chapter index because I don't know the Bible at this point. And I see Dute and I turn there and I turn to 6-5. Deuteronomy 6-5, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength." And I am telling you, the power of Jesus, Yeshua, hit me and I fell to my knees and I started to sob. And I said, "God, I have never lived like that. I have lived for myself my whole life. So if you will forgive me, I will love you that way if you just help me." Power of God hit me and I was transformed. Within a week, I had the Holy Spirit visit me in the middle of the night and knock me out of bed speaking in tongues. I didn't even know what that was. I thought, "I've lost my mind. I've gone to the dark side. I'm crazy."
I'll tell you what, some good things started happening. A man by the name of Mike came into your life. You visited a church in California and you got a revelation you never were taught. Tell me about that.
I did not understand God is Father. I'd never heard that. I'd never heard about the love of the Father before. And I visited a church in California. I met my wonderful Mike, who is my husband and the love of my life. But I visited this church and heard about the Father's love. And these pastors prayed over me and they said, "You are so performance driven. You have no idea who you are." And I had never heard this. It was revelation for me on what actually occurred when Jesus gave his life to restore me to a Father who loved me and approved of me. I hadn't had that.
And then it gets better. She marries Mike. She's happy.
Yeah.
She's expecting her first child. Then the Hollywood script abruptly stopped. She was diagnosed with a rare nerve disorder, bedridden most of the time. Then she found out she was believing lies about God, lies about herself. And so are most of us. Be right back. Joanne, in 1999, happily married, expecting a child, you gave birth to your son, but then things started happening. What happened?
I had a 91-hour non-progressive labor, which sounds impossible in America. My doctor was out of town. There was a series of events. They did not know for the next 5 years I would have multiple surgeries to correct what was unfathomable pain in my pelvis. So I had been a very radical athlete, and I went to, after having my son, I could not sit or stand without this, like, it was like I was being knifed in my pelvis.
Wow.
My nerves were crushed in my pelvis. My son had been in the birth canal for 91 hours and sitting on that, and I had very narrow nerve canals, which is a precondition you wouldn't know. And my nerves were crushed in 7 places on my left side and 5 on my right.
This
it's incurable.
Pain,
the,
incurable.
It's incurable.
And I understand there's a high percentage of people that have what you had that commit suicide.
Nearly 70%.
You learn about a surgery in France.
Yes.
So you go. What happened?
The surgery that they did, when they did it, they had nicked an artery. And so when I got back to my hotel room, I mean, my hospital room, I was bleeding from the back, but no nurses would come. They had great disdain for American patients. There were 2 Americans there. They wouldn't check. And I started to go unconscious. And my sisters were in the room. Our French interpreter was back at the hotel with food poisoning. But she came bursting into the hospital room yelling, "God told me to come here." At this point in time, I have 2 sisters who don't believe. And this, I did not know that my interpreter was a believer. She said she was throwing up in the toilet and God told her to run over there, and I needed her. I went under, unconscious when she came. She ended up calling the surgeon. He came down, they rushed me to emergency, and I completely died on the operating table. And I suddenly left my body. And all of a sudden, I feel and I sense the glory, the weightiness, the kabod of God, and it comes in, and I think, oh, I have to duck. He's so holy. And his presence goes, whew. And he said, "I've seen your suffering, child, and I know full well your pain. And you can go with me now, or you can stay. For the prayers of the saints have given you a choice." And I was in shock, because I couldn't believe that. I had no theology for that. I didn't understand prayers of the saints could do anything. God is God. He makes a decision. And then he said it again. He said the same thing, only this time he added, "Because there is much work for you to do." And I thought, oh, whoa, I'm not going to do that, because look at that train wreck down there.
I am
not going down there to that again. Right. Oh, thank you. And all of a sudden, my son was in front of me. Barely 6 years old, blonde hair, blue eyes, big old cherub kid. He's so cute. And he's in front of me, and my husband is in a distance behind him. And in a split second, I knew if I went to be with the Father, that my son would never know Jesus. And my husband, from so much trauma and so much pain, would be immobilized. And he started to tell me things that were very personal that I don't share. And then I felt the descent going into my body. And the moment I reached my body, he told me that it would be an impact unlike I'd ever experienced. And it was like being hit by a train. I felt an impact, boom. And I felt, it felt like bazillions of shards of glass all over me. And then it ended. And then I was in hell again in that operating room. And I felt a needle go into my spine. And then I went black. And over the next 3 days, I would have 2 more surgeries. It would take me a month to get home, 8 months in bed.
2013
yes.
arrives, and there was a breakthrough in the lies that
yes.
she believed. And the most wonderful thing happened to her. She's at a meeting. Tell me about it.
I was in a cessationist church, but I prayed all the time, but I never saw anyone healed. I just knew that God was a healer, but I never saw anyone, so I just never stopped praying. I just prayed and prayed. I actually heard the audible voice of God, and I heard this: go to Voice of the Apostles, you'll be blessed. And I rode all the way to Florida with my elbows on the seat and on my knees. And when I got there, I felt like, oh my gosh, I've never felt this. I walked into that meeting, 7,000 people in Orlando, and I was like, oh, I found my tribe, the Holy Spirit. Like, it was like thick in there. And I thought, what is this place? And I had over 100 people pray for me during the week, and I did not get healed. I got blasted by the Holy Spirit. I went out for 4 hours, but I wasn't healed. But my friend, who was Orthodox Catholic when I brought her to that event with me, got arches in her feet, and she got healed. She had flat feet. And I watched the Lord give her arches, and she was going up to give a testimony. So I was laying on my belly, and I was filming her from the way back so that she could show her husband. And a man, a tall man with white hair, comes towards me. And now I've got a little tribe of people here who had been praying for me all week, and that's how it goes at conferences. You sort of attract people. He walks up to me and he goes, what's your story? I said, 14 and a half years of nerve damage, chronic pain, 7 opiates, and I'm okay. And he goes, well, is it all right if I pray for you? So I do this. I'm sarcastic anyway, but it's a gift from the Lord. But I put my hands out, put his hand on me, and the power of the Holy Spirit knocked me back. And I fell out, and I'm out on my back. And when I open my eyes, all of that tribe that has been trying to pray for me all week is around me. And they're like, oh my gosh, she must be healed. Did you see that? She must be healed. And I come up and I get on my knees and I go, I'm not healed. I got the same pain. And now I'm really like, I was over it before, but now I am over it. And back comes the man. Here he comes again. I'm like, no. And this time I'm so irritated, I don't even get up off the floor. That's how irritated I am. I stay on my knees and I read his name tag. It says Richard H. I go, hello, Richard. He goes, I need to pray for you. And I just looked at him and I said, look, I'm okay. And he does this, no. And I'm thinking, oh, just gets weirder and weirder here. He goes, God healed me, he healed my wife, he healed my son, and now he's gonna heal you. And then he looks at the group of people and they're all like, oh man, get back, Jack. And he goes, all right, y'all, I'm gonna sit on the end of this row. And then he looks at me with fire, Jesus eyes, and holds my face like this. And he goes, oh, don't move your eyes from my eyes. Keep your eyes on my eyes. Thinking this is a freak show right now. But the Holy Spirit, when he touches me, the Holy Spirit goes right through me. And he says, you have believed the lie of the enemy, that you are unworthy to be healed. You have believed that God is not pleased with you. You have believed that you are untrustworthy. You have believed these lies from the pit of hell. And I want you to open up your mouth right now. I want you to forgive your father. I want you to say, I repent of these lies, Jesus. I break my agreement, the power of agreement. I agreed with all these lies. And every time I would say, I break the vow that I'm unworthy. I break the vow that I'm not trustworthy. I break the vow that God abandoned me. I felt these things coming off me. It was like bricks. And then he goes, and I tell you, demons. And I was like, man, this guy's like, he's like a show, you know? And then he said, spirit of death, spirit of trauma, spirit of infirmity, get off. And all this weight came off me. And I felt like I was going to float up. It was so crazy. He goes, all right then, Michelle, I'm going to pray for her pain now. It's going to go. Now, Michelle, you put your hand right here on my pelvis. He goes, I'm going to put one finger, this finger. I'm going to put one finger, and it's going to go right here. And then he goes, in the name of Jesus, I command all this pain to go. And it did. And then he goes, come on, glory, 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 glory. And he goes, all right then, now we got to get up and give God the glory. And they drag me up on the platform and I give testimony. And that testimony is online, and I look like an emaciated drug addict because that's what I was. Sid, they gave an altar call that night. And they tell me that over 400 people got healed of nerve damage that night. The power of the testimony, the Spirit of Jesus. Staggering.
What happened to all those addictions?
Oh, come on. This is the best story. Okay, I want to say, I am not advocating this. I am not telling you to go off your meds. I'm telling you what happened to me. I went back to my hotel room at 4 a.m. By the time God lifted off me enough and all the stuff that happened,
You can't just go off cold turkey.
Are you kidding me?
Those are powerful
drugs. Just from Klonopin alone, you can't do that. My doctors always said to me, by some miracle, you can be weaned down in these drugs, you'll have to go into the hospital. I went to get OxyContin was just one of my drugs. I went to get OxyContin out of the bottle at 4 a.m. because it was such a habit. By clockwork, this is how I lived. And I hear the Holy Spirit say, you don't need that anymore. He said, none of it. But I just did that. Poured them all down, flushed it. And I got on an airplane at 6 a.m. And the guy next to me, I read his mail. I told him he had two daughters on the plane. The glory of God. People got on the plane that were at that conference and they said, I saw it.
What did you tell me was going on in your hands?
Well, Randy Clark prayed for me, and Dr. Mike Hutchings also, both of them are just amazing friends. And the moment that they prayed the fire of the Lord to come on my hands, I didn't really know what that was. I've talked to Randy and Mike about it over the years, and they say that it's an anointing for healing.
It
comes across my hand like this on the bottom. And I feel the Lord's presence to heal people. But when I came in here, as everything started to get ready to be on the air, I started to feel the fire in a ring like this. And when it's fiery like it is right now, I said to you.
Hold it.
Okay.
When we come back, is it okay if she releases this fire over you when miracles happen? Is that all right?
Supernatural.
Hi, I'm Joanne Moody, and I'm so excited for you to have the resources that we've made available to you. Everyday Supernatural, Experiencing God's Unexpected Manifestation in Your Life, is my new book, and it's going to empower you to be a world changer. Every day, there are people out there who need you to pray for them, but they don't need you to be weird. They just need you to be you. Then we've got an exclusive 4-part audio teaching series, How to Experience God's Unexpected Manifestations. This is going to come through love, identity, freedom, and empowerment. There are 4 rich teachings also coming with activations to get you ready to go out to your family, to your neighbors. We also have for you a 4-sided identity statement card that has transformed my life, and I know it will transform yours.
Don't miss out on getting Joanne Moody's brand new must-read powerful book, Everyday Supernatural, Experiencing God's Unexpected Manifestation in Your Life, plus her 4-part audio CD teaching set, How to Experience God's Unexpected Manifestations. Plus, you will receive her bonus card, My Kingdom Identity, Who Are You? What God Says About You. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9827.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for your son and your daughter listening to this right now, watching this right now. Lord, I pray that whatever fear has settled in their heart or in their mind, whatever complacency, whatever stumbling block the enemy has tried to put in front of them right now, in Jesus' name, I say, rise up.
Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9827 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
This is so important. Please listen to every word. Before I turn Joanne loose to pray, because every time this happens, miracles erupt. There really is a heaven. There really is a hell. There really is a God. There really is a God that is pure love, There is a God that has a good plan for your life. And He wants you to have your own experience with Him. I don't care what your background is. If you will say this prayer out loud with me and mean it to the best of your ability, you will have your own experience. I don't know what it is. Whatever you need, you will have. And you will say, I don't believe in God. I know God. He's my best friend. That's what you'll say. So repeat this prayer out loud with me and mean it to the best of your ability. You can't do more than that, but you can do that. Repeat out loud. Out loud, it's important. It's in the Bible. That's how I know about it. Out loud. Dear God.
Dear God.
I've made many mistakes in my life.
I've made many mistakes in my life.
For which I'm so sorry.
For which I'm so sorry.
I believe the blood of Jesus, washes them away. And I am clean.
And now that I'm clean,
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
Jesus, come and live inside of me.
I make you my Savior. And
even more important,
I make you Lord of my life.
I want to experience your presence.
I want to know you
as my best friend.
Amen. Joanne, look in the camera and pray whatever God shows you.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for those who are watching right now. And I call upon your name, Yeshua, Jesus, Messiah, King of all. And I say, come, Spirit of the living God, and fall fresh, Lord, on each and every one who is hearing my voice right now. Come, Holy Spirit, we invite you, Lord, to come and heal those who are sick, heal those who are blind, heal those who are deaf, heal those who are lame. Father, you said the lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua, Yahweh, Most High God, El Elyon, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shema, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Sir Israel, Jehovah Mekodeshkem, Jehovah Moxi, God, our refuge, El Hakabor, God of glory, come down now. And Lord, I speak to cancer. I hear you say, cancer, be gone right now in Jesus' name. And any root of evil that is holding cancer to your cells, right now I curse every root of cancer in your cells. And I call it out in the name of Jesus. And I say, spirit of affliction, go from these people in Jesus' name.
Go out, get a tennis racket, because your wrist has just been healed.
Come on.
Thank you, Messiah.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.